It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Billy, I can see your balls. Can you put some fucking pants on before you talk to me?
Matt.
Oh, shit. I can't believe how bad this guy is at wrestling.
Steve.
I've gotten into fights with my wife. She'd be like, are you serious right now? And I'd just be like...
And Kevin.
911, what's your emergency?
Yeah, there's a brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker, and I fear for my legs.
That had so much character.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go.
We just cuddled together, that's all.
Hello.
That is how it's done.
New intro. Thank you, Matt, for the song suggestion.
Fantastic.
It seemed it worked pretty good.
It is very good. Black Keys.
Did you pick the clips, Derek?
I did.
Okay. Finally, you like did a good job.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the best intros I think you've had.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we should play it again.
Yeah?
Can you?
You want to just stop the show and do it again?
Well, yep. We'll hear it again in an hour.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Or we could just loop it for an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just play that. I seriously, like, every time I make a new intro, I put it on my phone, and I just listen to it all day, just to, like, make notes and stuff. And I just kept laughing at Kevin's. There's a fucking brown kid with a fucking pressure cooker. It was so funny.
I like how he's like, I fear for my legs. Yeah. Not my life, my legs.
Oh, even the song thought it was funny.
Well, the runners, they got their legs blown off.
They did. And big news that he is on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine.
That he is.
And handsome devil.
Even Dave Draymond was upset by it.
Who?
A fucking asshole from Disturbed.
Oh. Why? Because he wasn't on the cover?
Yeah, because musicians strive their entire lives to be on something like Rolling Stone. And they put a fucking terrorist on.
Yeah, well... Mm-hmm.
They did kind of glorify him.
Yeah, it wasn't as bad as we made it out to be.
Well, maybe if Dave's performances were a little more explosive, he would have had that opportunity. But yeah, they glorified
him. I don't mean
him.
To put the pressure on him, but maybe he should step up his game.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
But, yeah, no, they glorified him like Jimi Hendrix or John Morrison
look
like.
They just put a fucking picture. They're like, oh, they made him look like a rock star.
They did.
I got news for you. The kid already looked like a rock star.
No, he didn't.
Wow.
It just so
they could have easily just used him getting CPR done on him or whatever.
Or they could have got a picture of him with his face fucking blown halfway across his head. Yeah. That would have been nice.
They could have just not put him on.
Or that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They could have just stayed out of it.
If you want to run that article, fine.
Mm-hmm. Rolling Stone is pretty notorious for trying to get political and just coming off... pretty douchey.
Yeah, there's no reason for
most
it.
Magazines at this point are pretty much irrelevant, so anything you could do to...
grabbing onto anything. I don't know anybody that reads magazines anymore.
Mm-hmm. How many shitty little teen girls went out and fucking bought this just because this kid's on there?
I'm sure they DJ'd to it.
DJ'd?
Wicca, wicca.
So anyway, we are the Aristocrats.
Oh yeah, right. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew. Mm. Drinking water. Or smoking a bong. Smoking a bong. How fucking lame am I?
Yeah.
Steven is back. And of course, justice for Kayvon.
You want to get the mic up there?
Yeah. Kayvon.
I blew right past our introductions.
You did. No, we got right into, you know, we got a lot of energy today, I guess, because of the intro.
Well, I'm back.
And that.
And so, my asshole is fine now.
Oh.
Good. No pumpkin?
No pumpkin balls.
Pumpkin seeds?
What kind of gourds are up there this week?
Nothing. I got
kind of vegetation you got
it,
up there.
Is it bad that I fell on a thumbtack yesterday and now I have diarrhea today?
Yeah, you might have got a little something in there. Where'd you get the thumbtacks from? Croatia?
I'm sure they were made in China.
Probably.
Mm. Well, they were in the backs of Jeff Cannonball and Danny DeMonto.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got this rusty bucket full of sharp things. Wow. Let's stick them in our ass.
Well, and, that wasn't the only thing that went into an ass yesterday.
That's fucking for damn sure.
Well, we might as well get right into it. There was a show last night, RTF.
It was more than a show. It was an experience.
It was the RTF experience.
Join the revolution.
Yes, ride the fury. Now, is this going to be an ongoing thing now?
Yeah, there's a return show September 7th back at the Warehouse Motor Club in Middlesex, New Jersey. Yeah,
it's a little bit of rock and wrestling going on, huh?
Oh, that it was.
Oh, yeah. Bands.
Now, how did the people react to the rock and wrestling? I know sometimes it's a little iffy. Yeah. You know, some people want to see the bands, don't care about wrestling. Some people want to see the wrestling, don't care about the bands.
As long as they're all paying, brother.
Yeah, but you don't want a shitty crowd.
Well, I got to admit, luckily for us, it was about 70% opposed to 30% in favor of wrestling. You know what I mean? There's more wrestling fans than music fans.
Yeah.
Which surprised the guys that were running it because they were expecting the bands to pull more people in because that's the community that they're in and then hope that they enjoy the wrestling. But the audience was great.
Yeah.
They weren't necessarily conditioned to react the way most wrestling fans do, but they were getting into things and they were having a good time and they had some funny shit that they were yelling at us. And
these were the non-wrestling fans?
No, the whole crowd.
Great. Yeah, it's you have like the people who may not be quite in tune with it.
Yeah.
So they don't treat it like how most wrestling fans treat wrestling now, whereas they're like anticipating stuff.
Yeah.
It's more reactionary based.
But there was a handful of actual wrestling fans, like people we've seen at the shows that we do. There was a majority was punk kids that like wrestling but wouldn't typically go to wrestling shows.
Yeah.
And then there was the few people that were there just for the bands.
Okay.
But everybody was just into the whole show.
What was the draw?
I think the final count was somewhere close to 100, which exceeded what was expected. There's only like 15 pre-sold.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah. But the space probably couldn't have accommodated a whole lot more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you like really pack people in. Because there's a few things in the place, and hopefully in the future they get rid of this. But there was like a fucking race car track that couldn't be broken down that was sitting in there, which like took up like a sixth of the room. Yeah, that was a little ridiculous. Oh yeah, that and the fact that it was like we were wrestling in a sauna. It was so hot.
It was ridiculously hot. Yeah. It was actually the hottest I've ever wrestled.
But everyone endured it. It was great.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I actually, during my match at one point, considered leaving.
Fuck
I did.
This.
I tagged out, I rolled to the outside, and my lungs were working. Like, I felt them expanding, but I couldn't get any oxygen in. You know what I mean? It just felt like it was hot breath coming in instead of fucking oxygen.
The oxygen molecules were too large for you to metabolize.
Yeah, it was just bad. And I remember saying to myself, oh, these guys are good enough to figure out a finish. I'm out of here. I literally said in my head, do you think they'll be mad if I leave? I just wanted to get water and fresh air.
Steve and I had the pleasure of wrestling two matches on the show.
Oh.
Yeah. We beat Edwin.
Were you guys working for TNA?
Yeah. We probably got paid better than some of those guys. Wow. Fast Eddie normally wrestles, you know, Fast Eddie Franklin. They actually had him on a separate gimmick where he was a nerd teaming with B Firm, who was a nerd.
Uh-huh.
And I loved it. It was hilarious.
Okay.
And we just beat the shit out of them and then had a real match against Nicky Oceans and Mike Dennis. And probably wasn't a good thing that we accepted that in this heat because...
Yeah, you working shoes, man?
What we'd do, probably about 20 minutes total. The two of us were dying by the end of it.
That was brutal.
Just as Steve was, you know, saying that he was going to walk out on the match, I'd hit a point where I'm just laying there trying to catch my breath and going, all right, there's probably only like 3 minutes left. just get through this. Just survive this. Yeah, but the main event, Jeff Cannonball against Danny D'Amato in a thumbtack death match, which saw some very unique weapons. A chair with double-sided tape with thumbtacks stuck to it. Bats with thumbtacks stuck to them. There's some barbed wire involved. And a double-sided black dildo.
Excuse me?
Yes.
A double-sided black dildo.
Which went ass to mouth.
Uh-huh.
At one point in the match.
Okay, explain. Hang on, let me take my pants off.
Wait, was there double-sided tape on it with thumbtacks?
No, unfortunately not. That would have been great.
That'll be the next one.
Yeah. This is really something that needs to be seen to be believed. And there will be a DVD of it, which, you know, once that's available, I'll let you guys know.
Okay.
But, yeah, Danny pulled down Jeff's pants.
Oh, boy.
And proceeded to put a dildo in his ass.
Mm-hmm.
And then attempted to put it in Jeff's mouth, but Jeff blocked it, turned it around, shoved it in Danny's mouth, and then proceeded to fuck his mouth with it.
Wow.
And then put him in a crippled crossface while continuing to fuck his mouth with the dildo. That was in his ass.
Wow.
Rated R wrestling.
Was it really in his ass?
Yes. Yes. Ow. And I'll tell you something.
Dude,
I love Jeff.
Jeff is so weird.
I love Jeff.
He goes all out.
I love Jeff.
Yeah, he's so quiet and like, hey, what's going on? And then I just hear these horrific things about him.
It was one of the best selling that I've ever seen him do.
Uh-huh.
As soon as Danny, because Jeff was laying on his belly when his ass was hanging out, and Danny had it just hanging like it was his legit dick.
Legit dick.
Like he couldn't use his real one, obviously. It's too small. But
wow.
He had his dildo hanging, and he just drops to his knees right into Jeff's ass. And it looks like it goes right in, and then Jeff's face was just like, like perfect. Blood's pouring down his face from the thumbtacks and shit. And he had this look of just horror on his face. It was the perfect sell.
I don't think you should say "and shit."
Yeah.
Yeah.
The appropriate time.
If I was Jeff, I definitely would have farted on it.
Wow.
knowing the spot was coming next.
And this is all going to be available on the DVD?
This will be on the DVD, yes.
Wow. I mean, we just...
Unreal.
It was refreshing to be able to go out there and just say and do what you want, you know?
Yeah.
Like, people were telling us to shut the fuck up on a megaphone, and then I would just go right back at them, like, fuck you, you know, suck my dick.
Yeah.
Even though, like, JD Smooth glorified being able to curse.
Yeah. I mean, it's one thing to be allowed to do it, but, like, make it count.
Yeah, use it, don't abuse it, is what we say.
Yeah, JD goes out there and goes, everybody here, your girlfriend can suck my cock. And, like, it's like, why do you need to do that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You know, just, let's have a little,
Just take advantage of it.
Have a little bit of couth.
It was available, you know?
Yeah.
I think I broke up a couple last night, too.
Oh.
Well, nice.
Kev, we do our thing where I'm taking off Kev's ring jacket and he flexes for the crowd.
And
I'm telling everybody how
to kiss each other.
Yeah, and Kev's flexing and I'm telling the crowd how beautiful he looks. And Kev leans over and he points at this chick, you know, like, hey, you know, check this out. And she's standing next to her boyfriend. And I'm getting out of the ring and I seen who he was pointing at, so I start heckling them. And I was like, Beavis ain't gonna be able to save you from him. And she. Like, legit was like, you're kind of right. my boyfriend is kind of like a wiener.
A wiener.
Yeah. She had a total look of like,
He was like, what? No way.
Exactly. Yeah, I just used simple things like Beavis. I didn't have to say you fucking whore.
Yep. Beavis.
Yeah.
B-Shap said that it sounded like a fun match to watch.
Well, wasn't he there?
No.
He, in fact, was there.
He was, for a brief time. He said he had to take off or whatever.
Oh, really?
Reason. Yeah.
I guess you could safely say...
He was probably meeting up with his girlfriend, right?
Yes. He took his wallet picture out, and he went on a date to a local kosher restaurant.
Me and the 5x7 are heading out, guys.
All right. So, B-Shap shows up early.
Like, we're going to make a couple wallet size, if you know what I mean.
Oh, boy.
And I didn't know Shaps was there. I come walking out of the venue to get some fresh air, and there he is in the parking lot. And as soon as I made eye contact with him, I go, I'm talking about you on the show tomorrow. Let's basically say he went from B-Shaps, you know, this, you know, smart, you know, funny kid.
Yeah.
To now he's
crazy
no
shoes.
Longer B-Shaps. He is now Emo Shaps.
What?
All right.
He didn't dye his hair, did he?
Look, I'm
worse.
He's a nice kid. All right. I kind of got the feeling that he showed up to this dressed the way he thought he should be dressed to go to something like
yeah,
this.
Yes. Actually, no, he might be right. I think he maybe got into a character.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was wearing like cut jeans into shorts and then had like three slashes across the fucking leg, like from like a sheetrock knife that did it, you know? And then when I shook his clam hand, right, I immediately noticed that he had all his nails painted black.
But no, he does that. He's been doing that for a while, I think.
Oh.
Well, it was new to me.
Oh. He's like a goth now?
And I look at him, and I'm holding his hand, and I go, what the fuck is that? And he's like, I paint them because I bite my nails, and this stops me. I'm like, okay.
Okay.
I was like, that's why I'm making fun of you tomorrow.
Wonderful.
So he scared me. I think he's rebelling from the Hebrew fucking
religion.
Well,
I could tell he's upset about something, because in the chat, everything he types, he puts a laughing face emoticon after it.
Oh. Emoticon?
So, yeah, emoticon.
Emoticons.
Yeah, well, instead of a Saudi national, he's going to become a Hebrew national.
No,
now I'm hungry.
Again?
We got any Hebrew nationals?
Actually, but I do.
This wrestling experience was fantastic. I mean, the crowd was awesome.
Yeah, there was one thing that wasn't fantastic about it. I decided to eat a couple hard-boiled eggs before going to this.
What are you, Cool Hand Luke?
I don't know the reference.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So post-match, I'm starting to get undressed, and my stomach immediately just...
That'll do it.
And I know it's going to be a problem. And the only way to get to the bathroom was either go outside or, like, cut through the crowd. So I'm clenching, and I'm making my way outside in the rain, still in my wrestling gear, or half in my wrestling gear. And I walk back into the lobby in the front, and I just go, is anybody in there? Is anybody in there? And they're like, no. So I get in, and I can only describe this shit as like a champagne bottle where there was a nice solid cork and then just spray.
I love those.
I love those.
I had one of those at Houlihan's the other
night. At Houlihan's?
I did.
Jesus. But I'm still dripping with sweat from this whole thing. So like I'm kind of bent over, elbows to my knees, spraying the inside of the bowl and just watching my sweat fall and just hit the floor.
Are your elbows sliding off your knees?
Yeah.
I hate that feeling.
Oh, it was terrible.
Oh my God.
The only thing that was nice about the bathroom was air conditioning, I think.
Oh yeah, that was nice. Now I'm freezing because I'm wet and fucking in air conditioning and
nipples are all hard.
I think it was from the heat.
Clutch says hard boiled Corey Havoc.
I think it was from the heat, though. I think it like boiled your insides, because this morning I sharted, didn't even know it. I just farted, though, as a regular fart.
Yeah.
And then like a half hour later, I was like, I gotta take a shit now. And I went into the bathroom and I was like, what the fuck is that?
How long have you been there?
I was like, oh, that is shit. That's just swamp ass.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
So, Matt, you're all pumped up to get a part of this, huh?
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. I would have been there, but I had a wedding.
Mm. Yeah, how was that?
It was fun.
Did you have air conditioning?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, believe it or don't.
Open bar?
Yeah.
Any double-sided black dildos?
Definitely not here.
Okay.
No, definitely not.
That's unfortunate.
In fact, there were very few black people.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
That's a plus. How was the wedding? There was very few black people. Oh, but there was some.
It's okay. All the Hennessy was safe.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, Kev saved someone's life last night.
I did save someone's life.
What'd you do?
But we're talking about the wedding.
But go on with the wedding.
Go on with the wedding.
To answer B. Shap's question, I did have a maroon and purple tie.
Ooh, maroon and purple.
Yeah. You want to know if I wore anything other than black?
Surprised you don't have like the Undertaker tie.
I do have one.
You do? Should I wear that?
Well, it's an actual like Undertaker tie from when I was a kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
You actually should have showed up dressed as Paul Bear.
Gray or purple?
No, it's like a... Actually, I think it's maroon. Yeah. It's a maroon tie, and it actually has a picture of the Undertaker on it.
Oh.
Never worn.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I do have a tie that's
never worn outside his room.
Similar to the one that he wore. Yeah.
Matching gloves?
Rubber?
Could never find gloves that were close enough.
Matching boot covers?
Socks. Socks cut to stirrups.
Oh, shit. And gardening gloves.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a hard costume to duplicate.
Those gloves are tough.
Yeah, they don't make them anymore, I don't think.
So did you catch the garter belt, Matt?
Oh, they didn't do it.
What?
What kind of hippie shit is this?
They just did the...
ultra conservative, huh?
We don't want to exclude anybody.
Yeah. So, yeah, they did the bouquet.
Just
some
the
kind
bouquet?
The bouquet.
The bouquet. How come?
Yeah, so yeah, Kev saved someone's life yesterday.
Oh yeah, go ahead. Hero. Kev, what did you
Kev's
do?
A hero. Well, I mean, we're at the show, right? And this van goes by and just fucking grabs this girl off the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
So I fucking Terminator, like, chase it down, right? And I fucking stab my hands into the back and I fucking rip it open. And I saved a bitch and got her pregnant.
Wow. Nice.
All in one swoop.
Yep.
No, a guy did a moonsault off of somebody else's shoulders out to the floor and didn't. And he, like, undershot badly and was about to be decapitated by the ring apron.
Nice.
Until I grabbed him out of the air and pulled him on top of me.
Really?
Yeah.
He, like, grabbed his leg before his face hit the ring apron and just, like, kind of ever so slightly pulled him a few inches away from it. Mm. So he didn't die. And I froze. Thinking. I froze. I was like, this motherfucker's dead. I didn't even sell it. I didn't even sell the fucking moonstool because I just went right to him. Are you okay? Because, like, from my vantage point, it looked like he broke his neck.
Wow.
Like, I seen his head come back a little bit. I was like, oh, fuck, he's dead.
Yeah.
But Kev's quick thinking.
Yeah. Well, you got to be quick.
And Danny was a part of taking the moonsault, and he was taking his time coming over to us. And I'm like, Danny, get the fuck up. Because, you know, he did a moonsault off of Justin Blackwell, who's pretty tall.
Yeah, he's at least like 7'9".
Yeah, like he's close to that.
The very least.
He doesn't have to jump to dunk.
No.
But does he have to badunk-a-dunk?
No badunk-a-dunk.
Okay.
Only with the honky-tonk, man.
I know exactly what that meant, too. I could talk cricket.
Yeah?
Yeah? Character interpret?
I speak cricket.
I believe he was singing Ice Ice Baby.
No, no, sure. No. It was all about my penis.
Oh, okay.
Oh, all right.
So this is going to be a regular thing now?
What?
Monthly?
We're hoping.
Oh,
RTF stuff?
Seasonally?
We'll see.
Yeah?
Yeah. We'll see.
Very nice. Very nice. Do you feel like you kind of blew your wad with the dildo?
Fucking good one. Look, the guys who put it on were really happy with it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we did enough to make these people want to come back. And hopefully we didn't do too much that they'll next time be like, oh, well, you know, what? How do they top that, you know?
Now, I did see that there was checkers all over the...
That was
yeah, we got in there beforehand and decided to tag the place up. You know, really let them know we arrived.
That was just part of the... it was a motorcycle club or something.
Yeah. From what I was informed, it's a place where a bunch of older gentlemen hang out and work on their cars and motorcycles and drink.
And smoke crack and rape children.
I mean, that's alleged. The other stuff I know actually does happen, but...
Oh.
Maybe they smoke crack and rape, but I mean,
not in that order.
Good.
Are you gonna come to this?
Yeah, I'll come to the next one.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
I was actually gonna come yesterday. I was telling Matt, and I look on Facebook and it said it started at 3:00.
That was a barbecue.
I realize now, but at the time it was like 2:30. I was like, oh, what time is it?
And you would have been there still on time.
I didn't know.
I mean, even for three. It was like a fucking 25-minute ride.
All right, well, I didn't go. Sorry.
Dick. Yeah, that barbecue thing was pretty cool, too. The guy who runs RTF, Pat Garrity, had a grill set up outside, and he told people, like, I'll have hot dogs and hamburgers. Bring anything else you want. And, like, he grilled, like, squash for these fucking broads that were there that they need meat. And, like,
keep Steve away from it, though.
Everyone just kind of hung out, and some people went to the bar. There was, like, a bar right across the parking lot. And some people went there and got some drinks and just hung out.
So the biker guys are happy?
They weren't there.
Well, they got their money, right?
I'm sure they did.
Did they have a meet and greet with the wrestlers?
Define meet and greet with the wrestlers. I mean,
well, they don't eat meat. There's vegans there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Did they promise the fans who paid money ahead of time that they could meet the wrestlers beforehand?
Did they have VIP tickets
when
that
those
you could buy?
Did show sure. up? Did they allow everyone to meet and greet with the wrestlers after the show?
Regardless of your price point?
I see where you're going with
did,
this.
Did they let people take free pictures with Jeff Hardy?
Well, I mean, if Jeff
Hardy
was...
And how was his blood pressure?
Oh, God. If Jeff Hardy was there, you know... I mean, where was Jeff Hardy, I guess, while this was going on? Does anybody know?
I don't know. Probably doing drugs.
Oh.
Jesus.
I mean, I think there were he was in, like, Missouri, maybe? So people might have been able to take pictures with him there.
Missouri? Of course, Matt's referring to the TNA show.
What? What happened?
That happened or kind of happened or was supposed to happen.
Oh?
I think kinda you guys happened. Know a little more than me, so maybe somebody could give us a rundown what happened.
Oh, we know a lot more than you about this.
TNA, is what? Total Nonstop Anarchy,
I think.
Something like that? Yeah. Total Nonstop Action?
Total Nonstop Assholes?
Never watched it. Now, are they the ones that used to have the like dodecahedron ring or whatever?
Dodecahedron.
Yeah, until Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff showed up and said that one of the only things that really made it visually unique had to go because they didn't think fans would understand it.
It was pretty dumb.
I'd be honest, I didn't like it either. I thought that they didn't have enough guys to take advantage of it.
No, it was just there for the sake of being there.
Yeah.
It didn't add anything to the wrestling, aside from the facts that I'm sure people...
Well, they had a few guys that could use it, but
I'm sure they...
It should have been like a specialty thing.
Yeah.
Like better matches in this ring with six sides.
And I'm sure the theory was to compete with like UFC cages and stuff.
I doubt it.
Why?
Because they're not mutually inclusive. There's no point to compete.
The TNA live event in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, started last night with a TNA agent coming out and announcing that Chris Sabin, Garrett Bischoff, Jay Bradley, Wes Briscoe, Gail Kim, and Miss Tessmacher would not be allowed to compete by the Missouri Athletic Commission because they did not have licenses to wrestle.
Dope.
Around 500 fans were in attendance for the 90-minute show. The card featured just five matches, and three of those five featured the same four wrestlers.
Nice.
Here's the results. Bully Ray beat James Storm. D-Von beat Gunner. Samoa Joe beat Bobby Roode. Gunner and James Storm beat Ray and D-Von. Jeff Hardy beat Kurt Angle.
What?
TNA officials tried to make up for the problems by inviting all fans backstage after the show to meet wrestlers for free. However, Jeff Hardy charged $20 for a photo, and fans could not get his autograph. This led to some of the people that paid $65 for VIP tickets to be upset that fans were getting what they paid for free. Oh, okay. Yeah, the people who bought the VIPs and were entitled to certain things were now seeing the fans, other fans who paid for regular tickets, getting everything for free.
Yeah.
I also heard that, I think it was after the second match or something, somebody had gone out and offered to give a refund to any fans that wanted it.
And they had some deals at the merch booth too.
Yeah.
What did they call it? Less than tempting?
Yeah, less than tempting deals from the merch booth.
I want a refund. That wasn't even there.
I know.
Okay.
I just don't understand how the fucking companies are like floating still. I mean, obviously it's just endless money.
How do they not have their shit together? I mean, they do go around and like tour, right? It's not like,
well, not much.
This should be something
That's all they do now.
Something glaring that stands out on the whole thing. There's 500 fans there.
Yeah.
For a wrestling show that's on television.
Yeah.
Every week. And has been
for
how many years?
Eight years now? 9 years?
Yeah.
Well, it was NWA, TNA about 10 years ago. Right? 2002, 2003?
Yeah.
And it officially became TNA around 2004, right?
Yeah.
2005? I don't really remember.
Yeah, they divorced themselves from the NWA name. And
oh, yeah, I think they just passed their 10-year anniversary a little while ago.
But how do they only have 500 fans at a show?
Well, that's like all their fans.
I think it's blatantly obvious that there's just so much greed at the top, you know?
How can there be greed when they're not making money?
The only people that are making money are the people at the top.
The office above the company is not making money.
Yeah.
But
Hogan.
Hulk Hogan is making money.
How much, though? They can't be making
Hulk Hogan, I heard, makes $30,000 per event he's on.
Wow.
And I'm sure Sting's not too far behind him.
But how are they earning $30,000 an event?
Here's how. Hi, Dixie. I'm gonna need this money.
Yeah, that's not earning money.
Okay.
Where does she get her money from?
Her dad.
Yeah.
Like, is he a billionaire?
They run. I think the parent company of TNA is some type of
the wildlife
energy.
Thing, right?
No.
Oh, energy
company. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Robert Carter and Janice Carter are the top people apparently.
They
are the CDOs. Dixie Carter is the president, aka Jack Tunney.
But what I don't get is when is she going to look in the mirror and say, wow, I'm getting worked? Like, she doesn't believe, she doesn't even realize it?
Everything that I've read or heard about her is that she's like she's really nice, and just kind of believes everything that she's told.
Oh. I've heard people say that she just wants to be like, I guess, feel cool and like popular and hang with the boys.
Well, if she's gonna pay for it, then she might as well feel cool.
I just hate that there's a product on TV, and it's fucking shit.
But it's expensive to run TV. It's very expensive. I don't see how they can afford it.
Well, there was
it's a staggering amount of money.
There was some story recently about how TNA, since going live pretty much on a weekly basis, was losing even more, bleeding out even more money than they already had been.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what, like, how much of this is actual fact or what's just being floated around and considered fact on wrestling news sites, but I don't know if it was ever profitable.
I don't think ever. So. I really don't think so. Let's see. So it's founded in May 10th, 2002.
Panda Energy bought 72% controlling interest of TNA in October of 2002.
Who?
Panda Energy. That's the company that, what's his name, Bob Carter, right? Dixie Carter's dad.
Yeah.
That's his company. It's a oil gas utility.
So basically the amount of money that it takes to fund TNA is like a drop in the bucket compared to how much he makes, probably. Mm-hmm. I would say a mere bag of shells.
That's why it's still on TV.
Shells. Unbelievable.
So it makes sense.
And apparently it was her idea for the purchase of TNA. She persuaded her father to buy the company. So
she just wants to fuck wrestlers.
Yeah.
Probably.
Ultimate ring rat.
The ultimate ring rat.
Speaking of ultimate, our good friend the Ultimate Warrior.
Friend of the show?
Apparently.
You say that about somebody who's
our
been on
good
show.
Friend.
Friend of the show.
Back in some good graces with WWE, at least for enough to put them in their newest video game.
See, that's the difference between the business sense of Vince McMahon and the business sense of bleeding money TNA.
Yes.
Is he knows that this will get enough interest and actually get people to spend money because he's giving a guy not TV time, but putting him on a project that people are going to spend money on just because the guy's involved in it.
Yes. And he actually did a commercial, if you guys want to watch it.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see it.
No, it's too bad. I'm going to play it.
He's our good friend. Put it on.
Yeah.
By the way, side note, I'd give it to Dixie Carter.
Okay.
Yeah, why not? Mm-hmm. She's got money.
And she...
2K. That's pretty good.
It's pretty embarrassing.
Not even! The Grim Reaper himself, starving to get his hands on my warrior's soul, can keep me from hearing the battle cries of the warriors in the WWE Universe to experience WWE 2K14.
It's embarrassing.
No, it's still embarrassing.
Never before have so many superstars stepped up to challenge our throne. And if you pre-order WWE 2K14, you get to engage the battle as the Ultimate Warrior.
This looks like just like it.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
He didn't sell that very well.
That power, yeah. This intensity, your belief, our destiny.
He walks like
the makeup's coming off already.
The one and only Ultimate Warrior. All of us, the freaks, we did in our time what will live forever.
This looks just like the inside of Netherrealm Studios.
Yeah.
He didn't throw him right.
You still got it, brother.
It looks terrible.
The graphics look really bad.
You know why? This is the last game coming out for this system. So they have to make it look...
They just rushed it.
They have to make it look a little bit worse. So that way, when the next generation wrestling game comes out, it looks that much better.
I don't know. I'm sorry. I think he's got one more run on him.
Warrior? He came back a couple months ago in some Florida-based wrestling outfit.
Here and there, you'll hear about somebody who actually puts up the money to have Warrior be a part of a show.
And literally, he runs to the ring. He's blown up, and then and he looks
Wait a minute.
He's got like a
he looks great.
Like
one
Warrior Nation.
Yeah, he basically is.
How old is he,
Warrior?
James Hellwig. He's got to be 50 something. Yeah.
I think
that's pretty young still.
I don't know.
Not really.
No, it's not young, but
not
I mean,
for a wrestler.
He's still in great shape.
That's like 80 for a wrestler.
Yeah.
I say fucking sign him. TV deal. one more title run.
How many times do you think it took him to say WWE?
It actually sounded like it was like piped in.
It sounded like he had to really think about it and emphasize it in order to not say F.
I would have loved if they just let him say F and did what they do on the on demand where it's like WWE.
WWE fuck E.
So yes, if you pre-order the game, you get to play as the ultimate warrior.
Sure.
And he's been doing like appearances and stuff to promote the game.
I don't know. I was a fan of Ultimate Warrior.
Yeah, I was too. Matt, of course, he's the.
I think I stopped liking him by about age 10.
When you already knew you couldn't be in the shape he was.
Pretty much.
Oh wow. Being of a different generation of wrestling fan than you guys, my only experiences of the Ultimate Warrior was his brief comeback at WrestleMania. Was it 12?
Yes.
When
with Triple H.
Yeah, when he ran through Triple H, mm-hmm. and then his brief stint in WCW.
Yeah.
That was less than desirable.
That was when he started the whole One Warrior Nation thing. Right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he actually trademarked his name and changed it legally, and mm-hmm. then it became a fucking
politician.
Yeah, and he was giving like what do you call it? Motivational speaker. Yeah.
Wasn't he working on a reality show or something?
Those fucking
some like warrior get fit.
Those things are fucking hilarious.
They are pretty funny.
Yeah.
Isn't guys like chained to benches or something? I don't know.
Yeah, it was no
I didn't pay
stuff.
Attention to it. Just,
no, guys
well,
were
you
just
know
throwing
what?
Buckets
he's,
at face paint.
He's cursing everybody like he's in RTF. Yeah. So, you know, and they got a bleep out of it, so.
Isn't he only like a year or two removed from making videos where he's calling Hulk Hogan and Brutus Beefcake gay lovers and stuff?
Yes.
I think he's done that, probably. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What, gay loving?
Or sure.
Make fun of him?
Both.
Huh? Yeah.
And then saying that Hogan would, like, whore out his wife to people.
Yeah. Oh. He did say something like that, didn't he?
Yeah.
He probably did do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can put that on silent.
I can. What, Dixie Carter?
I usually don't get
notifications. Don't go nuts.
I got a nice picture of Dixie Carter here.
Oh yeah?
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh, nice Dixie there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she looks good. She's almost 50.
Speaking of people who are 50.
She looks like legless.
There's a birthday today.
Who?
Wrestling related.
Really?
The Giant Silva turned 50 today.
Who?
Wow.
The Giant Silva.
No idea who he is.
Paulo Silva?
Brazilian-born. He was a basketball player first, then a pro wrestler, and then he transitioned to mixed
martial
arts.
Derek, you would know him from being in the Oddities with ICP.
Okay, I know him.
Remember the big, tall guy?
Yeah.
The really big, tall guy?
Yeah.
He did. I don't know if he actually had a real match in WWF.
He did.
Did he?
Yeah.
I'm sure it was great.
No, probably wasn't.
Speaking of old and apparently in shape, I don't know if you guys saw Geraldo's picture that he tweeted.
Oh, I saw it today.
He's jacked, huh?
What are you doing?
He's 70 years old. Posted this picture on Twitter saying that 70 is the new 50.
Yeah.
And his family's going to be pissed at him, but he put this
Why
picture
is he covering
there.
His pussy?
Yeah, that's the next thing. He's going to be fucking whipping his dick out.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean,
it looks like somebody
And what's
just
protruding
put,
out of his left side? There's not even an organ there.
I don't know.
It looks like somebody put Geraldo's head on somebody else's body.
It does, yeah.
You are kind of right.
Big head. Look at the size of him.
70's yeah. new 50 when you're superimposed on a 50-year-old.
Didn't he get his nose smashed in back in the day with a chair?
Oh, yeah.
Is that why it's all like... Right there on his face?
No, that's just because he's
dude, he does have
Jewish
the widest nose ever.
Jewish and Cuban. Look, Jerry Rivers.
Jerry Rivers.
Look at the nipple hair.
He's a Cube brew.
Oh.
Cuban brew.
I miss that place.
What the fuck?
He's got a little happy trail, too. What a fucking flamer.
He's got the V going.
Yeah, he's got the obliques.
Yeah. I mean,
for 70, it's not terrible.
If he had pants on.
Not terrible. Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah.
Ew.
But why does he have to? I mean,
well,
he
wants to show
like
that
shaves,
he's cut.
Too, I guess.
Why does he have to wear them red glasses? That makes him look even creepier.
I know.
Yeah, he's got them Gorilla Monsoon glasses. Man, on.
There's so much just wrong with
this.
Him.
Is like really the, this is like the professional meets Mario.
Oh my god!
This is why? Why? What's the point of doing this?
I don't know.
There is none.
Came out of nowhere. I don't know. I guess he just.
I would have.
And he's got a tattoo.
Haircut. Yeah, that's when he was in the camps.
Tattoo?
Okay.
Serial number.
Looks like he's got another one.
And you figure he'd have a nice phone. That's like a BlackBerry.
Yeah. That looks well, like, he's 70.
He's a businessman.
I'm surprised he even knew how to tweet a picture. He's a 70-year-old man.
Well, the one tattoo, I think, is an anchor. And then
is it Popeye?
The other one has a heart that says, Mom.
It's good work.
Yeah. Anyway. That's Geraldo.
I'm trying to find a usable picture of Giant Silly here.
I just hate his horrendous glasses.
I just hate his fucking face.
Yeah.
Yeah, here we go.
That's whatever. Geraldo. My God.
He is creepy.
He is. I don't. Yeah, no.
Want to talk about Giant Silva?
Fucking Frankenstein, not really. Motherfucker.
No?
Well, what about him?
Yeah, I don't know. I just found I found a good picture of him.
All right, well, if you want to put it up, go ahead.
Oops.
I got a feeling he's got really smelly balls.
Oh.
Who, Geraldo?
No, Giant Silva.
Oh. My goodness.
Both. Geraldo's probably got very well groomed, nice smelling balls.
Probably, yeah, apparently.
Probably powders them every morning. And
I'm looking like it's still there.
Shaves them.
Fluffy powdered balls.
We have his mustache on the screen still.
Yeah. That's who the Aristocrats guy was modeled after.
Perfect.
Yeah. I should put a little rose-colored monocle on him.
Ew, no. Please.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there's Giant Silva for you.
I see the back of his head.
Yeah.
He's got, like, Jack Spade's legs in that picture.
What?
Yeah, those pants are...
He's got short legs.
He is busting a sag there.
I'm sure it's probably hard to find clothing in that size, so anything close enough to it, he's probably more than happy to wear.
Yeah, his shirt is gigantic. Like, that's like a bed sheet.
It is.
Do you ever meet him, Kev?
Meet him?
Yeah, you wrestled him, right?
Yeah, a few times.
How were those matches?
Highlights of my career.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, when you talk about guys in wrestling and sometimes all you can really say is a nice guy.
Oh.
He's a nice guy.
He is.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say you can't even say that about him.
No, you can. No, he's a good sweetheart.
Guy. No, yeah. Yeah, he's good.
It ends there.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, you had a... Did you have like a...
For a guy over 7 foot, he calls a big boot and it hits you in like the shin.
Oh, man.
Like, that was kind of rough.
Sweet shin.
Well, it
music.
Was big.
Yeah.
Yeah, the boot itself was big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It hit you in the shin, and he barely even picked his foot up.
Wasn't it called the Gulliver's Travels match?
Oh, God, that was bad. Yeah, that was
an invention. Five of you trying to tie him down?
Yes. It was an invention. It was Dapper's creative invention. And he thought this was fucking brilliant, and he would say, I remember saying to Sonny one time, like,
oh, God.
Can you believe Vince never thought of doing this with this guy? This
yeah, I can believe it, because it's fucking dumb.
He would take a bunch of undersized wrestlers and then me under a mask and JD and have us kind of maintain order. But it would be five of us against Giant Silva with a net. And the idea was we would have to put him under the net. But it would never happen that way. What ended up always end up happening is we would all get bumped out and then... He would do what I think he called it like the tree splash or something like that.
Tree splash. Oh, where he just falls.
Yeah, he stands on the middle rope and just falls over like a tree that got cut down
timber.
On top of somebody.
He should call it timber. That would be a better name for it.
And then he would wrap up JD in the net and carry him out every time.
How many times did you do that?
At least a dozen.
Jesus.
Yeah, this was Dapper. Dapper would get hard-ons for certain things on a show and just run with it until...
Right into the ground.
Until he wasn't laughing. He was always the only one laughing.
Yeah.
This was one of them.
Gulliver's Travels match.
I'm glad you can say it because I could never fucking get that word.
Gulliver's Travels?
Gulliver's Travels? You can't say that?
No, I can't.
Really?
No.
It's your little Achilles heel?
What about
can you say Achilles heel?
Achilles heel.
What about the Governor's Travels?
What?
The Governor's Travels.
I don't get it.
Wow. Is Chris Christie still fat?
Oh.
How's that going?
He's dropping the pounds.
Yeah.
Then he got the surgery, right?
Yeah. Lap band, I think.
Well, speaking of politicians.
Oh, boy.
John Lovitz?
No, not a politician, but our favorite.
Is it a governor?
Our favorite journalist has passed away, Helen Thomas. You may know her as this thing.
Old Dead Lady?
Yeah. 92 years young.
Isn't that the fucking.
That's the one that's always at all the White
House.
The
one who paid Adam Sandler in meatballs in that one movie? No.
Oh, looks like her.
Yeah.
Actually, I think she's still alive. Yes, after a long illness. 92, she died. Not the best looking woman, so I dug up an older picture of her.
Trying to find something good looking?
Trying to find something. And yeah, she wasn't looking back at that anymore.
Oh, God.
She just always had that mug.
The hideous grimace.
Yes, she does look like
she
grimace.
She looks sour.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know it's bad when the guy in the background okay, would be looking at
she
her.
She always
ass.
Looks like she just ate a shit sandwich.
She looks like Squidward from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Wow. Just look at the face.
Yeah. Yeah, wow. Well, let's get a side by side on that.
Right there. She's writing down the list of things she ate for lunch right there.
Oh my God. What year is that? Like 16, 12?
Jesus.
That's her at the Gettysburg Address.
Yeah. 47 years ago.
Unbelievable. Well, she's dead.
See ya.
All right, nice.
See ya.
It must suck to be an old lady. Because, like, old guys, when they age, start to look, like, a little bit dignified before they look really fucked up.
Dignified.
Yeah. Women just get this really bad drop off where they go from looking like women to looking like old men.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, oh, God, that's got to be terrible.
Think she has full bush in that picture?
Full bush.
Oh, God.
Oh, here we go.
Kind of hard to I think I'd rather fuck Squidward.
But yeah, she does look like him. Yep, perfect. That's a match right there. I wonder if that's on totallylookslike.com.
If not, it will be by the end of the night.
Like, she looks like a frog with her fucking gullet neck. Like that's like it just moves in and out.
You just want to like rub your finger on it and go.
Can you shop out her hair and put it on him?
They Totally Looks Like has. Oh, it's from Cheeseburger.
So none of you guys would give her an actual pearl necklace then, huh?
No, that's the only pearl necklace she's getting. Is the one that Harry S. Truman got her.
Wow.
Harry S.
Harry
S. Truman.
Well, apparently she looks like a creature from Harry Potter.
Is that guy
more recently?
Is that the guy in the background? Is that the guy from? Is that the dad from Step by Step?
What? Yeah.
Is that Patrick Duffy?
Good old P. Duff.
Nah, I can't look at it.
P. Duffy. And Quagmire.
Quagmire? Okay. A little bit. A little bit, a little bit. Ooh.
Well, there's a lot of, apparently a lot of lookalikes for...
that whore?
Yeah, for that old whore. A lot of different lookalikes.
Old ass bitch.
She was a hideous human being.
Ooh.
I'd have stuck it to her for the story.
That would be quite a story.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
No squid. There's Gargamel.
Is that her in the fucking Saw fucking doll?
Yeah, yeah. Oh yeah.
That's
a somewhat older picture of her. Yeah,
that's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
Every picture of her is old. Well, she was old when the camera was invented.
Wow.
Yeah.
Gotta find a cave drawing of her. Anyway,
she's like old as shit.
Well, she's dead now.
Mm-hmm. She was an old piece of shit. I couldn't stand her.
No.
No.
Okay.
She's a fucking liberal journalist, so what do you expect?
New study saying that McDonald's calorie guides has no effect on bad eating habits. Mm-hmm. Surprise, surprise. So you know how they're getting really vigilant with calorie marking, such as this can of Coke. It's got a big 140 calories on it. Mm-hmm. And they do it at McDonald's, so they've been putting calorie counts on menus. And now they're finding that it doesn't really do shit.
Well, don't they put it on like the wrapper for the burger now too? It's just like all the different
There's
ones
information on there.
Yeah.
Nobody reads it because if you're going to McDonald's, you're not counting calories.
Yeah, that decision's already been made.
Like, yeah,
you're tying off and you're fucking cooking up a dose and you're about to shoot it right up. Like there's no stopping you at this point.
Yeah, you're not about
you're
to shoot up and then like a PSA comes on
30
about
grams
drugs
of fat.
And you're like, okay.
The ritual's already been started.
Yeah, that's it.
It's just amazing when you're a kid, you're like, I'm going to McDonald's to eat delicious fucking food.
Yep.
And then as you get older, you're like, I'm going to McDonald's to get fat.
I'm going to McDonald's and then I'm going to shit for
like,
an
I
hour.
Know I'm not going to feel good afterwards.
I know. I do the same thing.
I mean, I haven't had a McDonald's burger.
It's disgusting.
Since the Angus burger first came out.
It's disgusting. It's just all sodium.
Disgustingly
it's like,
delicious.
Yeah, it's eating like lard and salt.
And my favorite Pretty was much. The Big Mac. But that had a lot to do with the
Never even had a Big Mac in my life.
Really?
Nope.
You're a loser. That's because he always went for the triple quarter pounder fucking thing.
Triple quarter pounder. The
triple
Big Mac,
pounder.
I never had until, I want to say, 2005.
And then you swallowed them deliciously.
Wait a second, guys. Wait a second. I just realized something.
Mm-hmm.
A triple quarter pounder is like 3/4 of a pounder.
3/4 pounder, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's fucking pre-cooked weight.
That's, yeah. That weight before cooking.
Oh, fuck.
They should really combine all the positives from each of the fast food restaurants.
Well, if you go to any food court in America, you can...
Like Wendy's fries and like Burger King burgers and like McDonald's fountain drinks.
Well, that's always the conversation when you're... They are the best.
They are the best.
That was always the conversation when you were a kid. You know, what's the perfect meal? I'm going to get nuggets from here. I'm going to get fries from here. You never do it.
You can't beat Burger King burgers, though.
Yeah, you can. I don't like them.
I like all of them.
You're just a big fat tuna. That's all you are.
Tuna.
Tuna. That doesn't even make sense.
I know.
I like burgers from just about anywhere. Never met a burger I didn't like.
Never met a burger I didn't like. I still have yet to go to Five Guys.
Five Guys
really?
Is delicious. Oh,
fucking awesome.
I've never been there.
Cheeburger is nasty.
I've never been there. I want to know why I have this giant belly, and I don't eat any of this shit you guys are talking about.
Must be your thyroid.
I guess. I've never been to Cheeburger.
I want you to document everything.
I've never had a Sonic burger.
For a week, and we will analyze it next week on the show.
All right. I can tell you right now what it is. Salad.
No.
Yeah.
Salad and lean cuisines.
No. I want you to take a picture of every
How
single
many
thing
lean
that
cuisines?
You eat.
Yeah. One.
Okay. 100.
For lunch.
And one
like
for breakfast.
A banana and oatmeal for breakfast.
All right. Take a picture of every single thing
Eggs.
You eat. And that's it.
Yeah. Instead of posting
no,
selfies.
Stop telling me.
Post
take a picture of everything starting tomorrow until you get here.
And we'll see
next
how much
week,
weight you lose.
And we're just going to see what you ate.
Okay.
Don't change it. Like you're like, oh man, I really want a fucking bowl of ice cream right now. Eat it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Like, oh, I can't do it because I don't want them to know that I ate a bowl of ice cream.
This is interesting.
Do it.
I don't eat ice cream.
What if we frozen all yogurt do this. Or whatever.
All document our food.
Yeah, why not? I'll all do right. it. I don't eat ice cream.
Let's all document our food for a week. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get a caloric intake.
My only
for the week.
My only weakness is chips.
Chips.
Yeah. You mean like
like the
British
two dudes
French
on a motorcycle.
I blow it. Forgot his name. Eric Estrada.
Eric Estrada, yeah.
Yeah, he eat his ass.
Hey, Steve.
I'm
you
the
ready
governor
to do
it? I'm the governor of Minnesota.
Wow.
Ready to eat my ass, man?
Yeah, chips are my weakness.
Yeah. What's your favorite chip?
My favorite is spicy sweet chili.
What?
Doritos?
Spicy sweet chili.
Oh,
are you talking about Doritos?
Yes.
Yeah, well,
they're a little...
Too much better than a good Dorito.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Doritos are good. I mean, they're all great.
Or the Collar Ranch.
Yes.
Do you remember that bit?
Wasn't it Cool Ranch and Cooler Ranch at
one
point?
Yeah, but you were telling somebody to get Cooler Ranch, and you're like, I want Cool Ranch. C-O-L-L. Wait. C-O-O-L.
No, I did not.
You did?
On air?
Yes.
Yeah, no, this was...
Oh, then you're making it up.
Like Pizza Hut days.
If it's not on air, no, it's never true.
That's right. Mm. There's no documentation of that, but you did do it. So, yeah, calorie counting at these places doesn't work.
Yeah. So. People are going to eat it no matter what.
Yeah.
Whether it's habit, laziness, you know, whatever.
Yeah, I don't want to see it. In fact, I... Whoops.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Everything's ruined.
I didn't even know how many calories were in this.
When we do this, when we document our food, we'll start from tomorrow morning? And what do we do? All just send it to...
Just keep it on your phone.
No, I would say we send it to you, and then you could pull it up on the screen for the viewers to watch.
If you want
to
do that, that's fine, too.
We could put it all together.
Okay.
Like, is that... You could do that?
Yeah. All right. Well, or we can start an Aristocrats Instagram, and we'll just put them up on Instagram.
Just whatever we eat?
Yeah.
Well, who wants to do that? Because I'm not doing that. I spend enough time on that shit.
Wow. It's going to interfere with my selfie.
Yes.
My hashtag, pick of the day, hashtag.
I'll start doing
me.
Duck lips as I'm
hashtag
inserting a fucking sexy pile of cake in my mouth.
Yeah. Pile of cake.
As every selfie you take, just put whatever you're eating at the time.
Yeah, there you go. Just have it like over your shoulder so you can just see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. Selfie. Pick of the day.
Short hair. I'll just do the high angle selfie pics and then, then the kitchen table behind my shoulder.
There you go.
With my food on a plate.
Or you can like... Hold the food like closer to the ground. The one that make it look smaller.
Oh yeah,
it's really only a little bit of a serving.
We got a she's sexy.
Ooh, love it. How big is her dick?
About to come off the rails.
22-year-old jailed.
22-year-old
is jailed for cannabis fueled sex sessions with a 14-year-old boy. This is overseas. Let me get a picture of this sexy mama up here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, she's got like a JR face.
It's very rare that you see somebody with like a almost perfectly round head.
Who wants a fucking Fechter knocker?
My ass.
Who wants a slobber knobber?
She has been jailed for more than 2 years. Natalie Williams, this is overseas in UK somewhere, was told by a judge she had preyed upon a teenager and failed to appreciate what she had done. What?
What?
Failed to appreciate why what she had done was so wrong.
Wow. Oh.
Basically, what she did was she was stealing this kid's money, paying for drugs, hotel rooms, all kinds of stuff with his family's credit cards.
But then blowing them?
Yeah, and giving them blowjobs and stuff like that.
I don't see anything wrong with this.
She got caught. They were going to throw her in jail. So her her out was that she got herself pregnant with another guy, thinking that, you know, well, I'm pregnant. They can't put me in jail. And the judge basically said, no, you're going to jail, which, you know, good for him. He said the law set out to protect those that are underage, whether they are boys or girls, from those who would take advantage of their youth. Mm. They are not to be preyed upon by those who are older than them, and certainly over the age of consent. And that is why these are very serious offenses. And he basically, yeah, he said, if it were a man, he would go to jail, and you're going to go to jail.
Do you think she would have went to jail if she didn't have those pastrami tits?
Pastrami tits. Is that a tattoo on her chest?
That is a tattoo on her chest. Some kind of bird.
Those look like some heavy bosoms.
Those look like some slobber knockers.
And she's got a pretty heavy gut, too.
This is like a wet sack of socks.
The big man is back. 350 pounds.
And she's only got a good bottom lip for sucking dick. The top one's too fucking
lip. It's like a lizard lip, yeah.
She looks very
disgusting.
British.
Yeah,
she does look very British.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Imagine what she sounds like when she's talking.
And look at her hand that doesn't have the phone. Those digits were milking a 14-year-old's prostate.
Yeah.
Milking.
Yep. Pretty gross.
Yeah.
I don't know why they think they can get away with this. I know you would.
You know you're in bad shape and the bottom button screaming.
She is testing the limits of those buttons.
Yeah.
Penis
butt.
Mm-hmm. What else we got here?
Nope.
Jerry Rivers, we did that.
I never scream my name. She's just like, ooh.
I ain't going to jail. My tits are too big.
Big daddy.
It's too big.
I ain't having a baby in no jail.
Yeah, get me pregnant so I can't go to jail.
Yeah. Marijuana was found. A marijuana pipe was found in a Burger King kids' meal. Speaking of Burger King.
This is a device for smoking.
Was there a caloric count on the pipe of marijuana?
How is a packed bowl in a kids' meal menu or dish?
Menu.
Dish.
Well, let's find out. We got some audio here.
Detroit family got more than they paid for at a Burger King in Dundee yesterday. Jennifer Stack has more on the kids' meal surprise.
Spending a hot summer day at a water park in Dundee on July 16th, a Detroit area family got a little more than the usual kids' meal items from the Burger King on Tecumseh Street in Dundee.
He handed the kids' meal that he had gotten at Burger King to his 4-year-old grandson. And when they opened it up, they found a loaded marijuana
inside. Like the weapon.
The kids' meal.
The grandfather then went back to the Burger King to speak with a manager and police.
And it was empty.
That's when he noticed
superior.
Something suspicious involving an employee of the fast food
restaurant.
It was
restaurant a semi-automatic fucking pipe.
He had seen them in the parking lot and saw them interacting with the employee, and so he thought that was suspicious. So he did a really great thing. He wrote down the description of the car and gave a license plate, wrote it down and gave it to my officer when he arrived at the scene.
What a fucking tattletale.
My officer was able to locate those two suspects.
They call that a snitch in my hood.
And they admitted to what was going on.
Streets is hard.
Chief Yule says police don't know how the pipe ended up in the kids' meal box, but all three suspects were issued citations for possession of drug paraphernalia and are facing pending charges for possession of marijuana and other possible charges.
Mm. It's very serious when our children are involved, and luckily this family was on top of it and saw it right away when the grandson opened it up.
In Dundee, I'm Jennifer Steck.
Goodbye, Jen.
How do you not realize how it got in there?
Obviously, someone was stashing it.
Yeah, they're about to rip it.
Yeah.
And then...
Oh, fuck, here comes my boss.
They tucked it in a bun and wrapped it up, and then... next thing you know, little Johnny's got a fucking little treat there.
Now, Bobby.
Look at this sculpture I found.
A little treat.
It's like a little hammer.
Is this Grimace?
Marijuana pipe. Loaded.
That's not Grimace. That's cannabis. His cousin.
You're going to look like Grimace. Ooh.
Tell you what, that's a good way to get people to come back for more food.
What's that? Yeah, yeah.
Have them just light up a fucking bowl and come back for more food.
There you go. Where is this? Colorado? Yeah, they are giving hunting permits in Colorado for drones.
Yes.
Hunting drones.
You can get a hunting permit, and they're $25 each. And if you bring...
$25?
If you bring evidence that you shot down a government drone, they will give you
$100. $100.
This is a bounty on drones.
Yes. And the FAA released a statement reminding people that you cannot open fire on drones. It's protected
and
airspace.
And or collect $100 for doing it.
You will go to jail, and that it could not only damage the drone, but wherever it lands could potentially damage people or property.
But by doing that, they're infringing on states' rights.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, the government owns the airspace.
No, but...
They run it.
But Colorado don't fuck around.
Yeah,
Colorado's hard.
They are. So I don't think anybody's going to be shooting down any.
So wait, when is this drone thing going to effect?
What do you mean, when is it going to effect?
When are they going to start seeing them?
Yeah, when's Colorado going to start capping down some
I thought drones? They were already using them.
Yeah, they're up there.
Are they? For what?
I'm just checking out.
Yeah, just making sure. Big Brother's watching you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right. You figure with drones, they'd be able to find Bigfoot by now. You know?
We can only wish.
There are no drones. No such thing.
No such thing.
Could you imagine if they find Bigfoot one day and, like, they capture him, you know, they bring him and then they unveil him on TV and then he just, like, unzips the suit and it's Iron Mike?
Oh, what the shit?
I gotcha. Yeah, I fooled you all these years. You know, I've been wearing this ape suit, you know.
Walking around. Oh, Christ, it's hot in there.
Walking around in the Klondike. I'm glad you got me out of there.
Oh,
I've been wearing this Bigfoot suit trying to catch the real Bigfoot. Yeah, it was Stu Hart's idea. And he told me, you know, no, you don't stop doing it until I tell you to stop. And when he died, I was like, shit, I'm screwed.
Who wants the keys to my wrestling school?
Couldn't even go to the funeral because I was dressed up like a goddamn Sasquatch. But I just walked by like this.
Fucking Iron Mike. Somebody's gotta Love find him. Out what the hell's going on with him.
Yeah. Let's check his Wikipedia.
He's out in the woods chopping trees down with his chop hand.
Yeah, with his chopping. Hands. With his watch.
We gotta make up a shirt with Iron Mike's face or like one of his poses and then just fucking say chop hand strong or something.
There's an official date of birth on his
Oh, really?
On his page, 1952.
Ooh, that would make him
47.
60.
Young enough to have another run.
61.
What was it, 1952?
Yeah.
61. Huh. Oh, shit.
Wow. He was old. How's that even possible?
I don't know.
How is that possible?
He was born, he lived, and now he's still here. 60.
From
all
the
years
fucking traveling, man. He ages you.
How come he's not making
Look,
WWE
legit,
video games?
He legit
commercials?
Told us he tried to hunt Sasquatch.
I want to see him.
He's not right.
He should be a download character.
What would an Iron Mike Sharp WWE video game commercial sound like?
Oh! Oh, shit! Gotta buy this new game. They wanted to get the warrior in, but you know, he just he cost too much money, and then Dewey Robertson said that he wanted in on it, but he died too. It's a pretty good game. If you download me, it's $20 a week. You can download updates for your Iron Mike Sharp creative wrestler for 100 down, 20 a week. Yeah. You'll
make
champion.
Checks, make checks payable to my nickname, Cash.
Dude, all of his fucking gear options are just different wrestlers' t-shirts.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Canada's greatest download.
That would be the noisiest fucking game.
Did you imagine the Royal Rumble of Iron Mike's?
Oh, my God. Speakers would blow out.
His finisher... Like, the special finisher would be him leaning through the ropes, waving to fans to come in, he just turns around and chops someone.
You don't actually pick Iron Mike. You pick the wrestlers, and it's just Iron Mike's with the wrestler's shirts on in the Royal Rumble doing all their moves. And they only chop. None of them punch.
Just chops and be chopped.
Wow.
We should make some Iron Mike shirts.
I think his last...
So at least then he would sue us and we'd know where he is.
Yes.
I think his last televised match was against Mabel.
Really? Was it?
Yeah.
1994?
Oh, shit. He squashed the hell out of me.
Is that Mabel? In the Wikipedia?
I'm going to look it up.
I think it's true. I don't know. I've seen it on YouTube. It said his last televised match. And it was against Mabel. I don't know if it's true or not. Makes sense.
Oh, that's it. A lot of wrestling talk today, but that's all right. We like it.
Wrestle heavy.
It was against Man Mountain Rock in 1995.
Man Mountain Rock?
Mm-hmm. That was probably a good one.
That was my dad.
We should watch that as soon as this is over.
Yes.
That was probably a good one. Dude, you know what? I posted it today. That the Arn Anderson match was fantastic against, I forgot.
When he won Paul Roma?
Is that who I posted? I don't remember.
Is it against The Gambler?
No.
Was it against Men at Work?
No.
Was it against Roadblock?
No.
Anything to do with traffic or...
Loch Ness?
Yes, that was it.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Was it against Z Gangsta?
No, it was against Z-Man, actually.
Oh, Tom Zank.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, nice. Okay, there you go.
Thanks for reminding me.
Well, thank you for listening.
Was it against Johnny B. Bad?
Oh, let me cover it. He said Z-Man.
Wow.
You can stop now.
Was it the shark?
Mm-hmm. Nope, Z-Man.
Still Z-Man. For those of you listening live, stay tuned. For those of you who download the show, God bless you.
Was it the Zodiac?
And we'll see you Thursday.
I knew it had a Z in it.
Kamala?
We'll see you later.
Kevin Sullivan?
I hated the Colonel with his wee, beady eyes and that smug look on his face. Oh, you're gonna buy my chicken. Oh!